for a much needed Laker. Excuse me, first down.
Talk to me, Goose.
That's right.
First and 10. First and 10 from the 32-yard line.
That's the first reference we've made for Top Gun.
I think so. We even talked about the Top Gun 2 coming out, Dave.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll be the first ones in line to see it.
All right, hand off to Ethan Wisner, and he has nowhere to go on that one as white jerseys swarm to him at the 31-yard line. Justin Nagley brings him down for the loss of a yard of the 31. Second down and 11 to go. 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Running clock situation as we've exceeded the 35-point differential. Cass City 38, Lakers nothing. Lakers on their second drive of the second half. After Cass City marched four plays, 83 yards in 1 minute, capped off by a Sandy Cathrell 70-yard run for the score in the last drive. Double wing offense sends a pitch to Collison Russell around the right side again. He has positive yards across the 35 and forced out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Tackle made by Jeremy Velasquez for Cass City, but not until after an 8-yard gain for Collison Russell.
A nice run by Collison Russell, and again, it's that end, getting away from the middle of the field, getting to the outside, stretching out this defense. Those linebackers have been blitzing and getting and plugging up the middle of the field so often. If they can get to the outside, it forces those linebackers to retreat and chase to the sideline, and by that time, they pick up 4 or 5 yards before they get there.
Third down, they marked them down to the 38-yard line, so gain of 7 on that one. Working off the right hash, left-right Grosser Radio. Bryce Sears under center. Pitch to Zach Kretschmer around the left side. He's trying to force his way back to the original line of scrimmage, but the white jerseys do not allow him. Brace for Nald on the stop for a loss of a yard. It's going to be another tackle for a loss for Cassidy's defense. And now 4th and 5 for Lakers in their own territory at the 37-yard line.
Nice job there by that secondary and linebacking core, getting wide, not allowing Kretschmer to get to the sideline like they had the past two plays, and they stop him for very little gain. 4th down and 6 in your own territory with the way the score is, 38-0 in a running clock situation. I do not blame Coach Verberg. I think I would try to find something and go for it here.
Looks like they have that going. The fullback, that would be the freshman, Ethan Wisner. Big body and able body in the backfield. Hayes, the lead blocker, has his hand out to Logan Collison Russell. He will be stopped short of the first down, but has 2 yards of positive yardage as Sandy Cathrell on the stop. And now another turnover on downs with 4:52 left in this third quarter with a running clock. So, Lakers gives the ball back to Kansas City. After a 10-play drive, that covered 19 yards.
And just unable to sustain drives. They've gotten a few first downs, but haven't been able to put 2, 3, or 4 together. Haven't been able to get that big play for a score that they've been searching for all night. And when your offense struggles that much, credit the defense. They've played their tails off tonight, and the Cass City defense has won the battle. And then when you turn it around, this offense has been dynamic.
Sandy Cathrell at quarterback, handoff to number 3, right up the gut, Jordan Mester, the sophomore fullback. He's out for a hard-fought 2 yards. Tackle made by Colton Oyervedez for Lakers. I'm going to butcher that all night. And so now 2nd down, a hard-fought yard, 2nd down 9.
I'm just glad you're the one that has to keep saying his name. And you're doing a great job, by
Oyervedez.
The way. You always get it right now.
Eventually.
Yeah, you'll have it down by next week.
47-0, Harbor Beach over Brown City at the end of the third quarter.
Running clock situation over there in Brown City.
2nd down, 9 to go. Cathrell at quarterback hands it off to Hayden Horn. 3 men bring him down to the 32-yard line. Leading the way would be Mason Williams, defensive back for Lakers. At the 33-yard line, that will be a gain of 5 on the play. 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, you're seeing him back in the wing tee, Cathrell running the quarterback position, which is no surprise. I feel at this situation you won't see him carry the ball much anymore, directing, guiding the offense. And what you're seeing is the end backs in the wing tee. If you're on the right side, the run play is to the left. Those two wing tee backers lead the edge, seal the edge, and allow Hayden Horn to either cut it up the middle or follow them around the outside. And that has been successful for all of them. And when that hasn't worked, Cathrell's kept it himself around the outside.
It's a handoff right up the middle to Hayden Horn. And he's out for maybe 2 yards out to the 30-yard line. Tackle made by Blake Smithers for Lakers. 4th down and 1 yard to go.
There's a name that's been pretty quiet tonight. Blake Smithers, just his second tackle tonight.
Fourth and a yard to go. Cathrell comes back from the sideline from his father to get the play call.
That's coach.
Yeah,
it's game time, mate. That's coach, not dad.
I said his father. Come on now.
All right.
Fourth and a goal.
Fourth and one. This is usually Alex Perry time, isn't it?
And exactly what it is, and he dives across the line of scrimmage all the way out to the 26-yard line. Gage Brownell stops him there, but not until after a 5-yard gain. First and 10 for Cass City, moves the chains in less than 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Now the big plays aren't coming, but they're still getting 4 and 5 yards per play, and now they can just control the second half, control the clock. Already we are under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter.
385 total yards for Cass City in the night, all from the ground on 30 carries. Over 10 yards per carry on average for Cass City tonight. First and 10 at the Laker 27-yard line. Right to left across your radio, 90 seconds left. Hand off to number 3 up the middle. That would be Jordan Mester, the fullback. Out for about 5 yards. Tackle made by Dalton Horesky for Lakers. Second down, 5 to go for Cass City.
And yet another missed tackle as it looked like they had him stopped for a yard or two, and Mester's able to break free and get back into that secondary yet again, where it forces Dalton Horetsky to make the tackle, upending him there on that play, but not until they get 5 or 6 more again on that play.
Second down, 5 from the 21-yard line. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Hand off to Alex Perry, and he is tackled forward across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 9 in the play. Tackle made by Garrett Bowles, the linebacker for Lakers. Move the chains once again for the Cass City Redhawks.
And Garrett Bowles, he's on the end over there. He does a nice job sealing the edge. But when Alex Perry sees him, he changes direction, jukes quickly, turns it upfield. And that's why Garrett Bowles has to do the same. And when he wraps him up, the momentum created by Alex Perry drags him ahead for a few extra yards. And yet another first down for Cass City.
First and 10. Cathrell hands it off to his third option, Hayden Horn. He jukes, and he's into the end zone untouched and no one around him. And from 13 yards out, Hayden Horn finds the end zone to make it 44-0 with 14 seconds left in this third quarter.
And boy, what a juke there. He juked Mason Williams right out of his shoes, absolutely stone froze him right there. And Hayden Horn goes basically untouched into the end zone for yet another score for Cass City.
Cassidy's going to try this extra points business once again. Tom Reischauer, the foreign exchange student. Tall glass of water as well. Played soccer his whole life. Came over here, one play football. Kick is up, and this kick is through the upright, so it may have even hit the upright, and the kick is good. The extra point is on the board, and is now Cassidy 45, Lakers nothing, with 14 seconds left here in the third quarter. Right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Reischauer's kick, meanwhile, back in the ranch, is brought in by Garrett Bowles to the 3-yard line. He's across the 20 and forced down to the 24, maybe even the 25-yard line. By number 10 on special teams for Cass City, that would be Kyle Jordan for the Redhawks. And we have reached the end of the third quarter with a score of Cass City 45, Lakers nothing, right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to